Amen. Appreciate the Lord, don't you?
Amen.
He's been very, very kind to us, very merciful, and I sure do thank him for it. If you turn your Bible to the book of John, I just want to read a few verses real quick. I was reading this afternoon and just share with you real quickly just a couple of thoughts I have from this scripture. John chapter 2, and a very familiar record here, where the Lord and his disciples have went to this wedding at Cana in Galilee. And we know how it goes. They came to apparently Mary and was saying they didn't have wine. And she told them to go to Jesus and said to do whatsoever he saith.
Right.
But we'll start with verse 7. It said, Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor the feast. And they bear it.
Yes.
When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and saith unto him, every man at the beginning does set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine unto now. And as I read that last verse I just read into your hearing this afternoon, I was thinking to myself, that's the way it is with the things of the world. Amen. It seems like when we get something new or something new comes along or we get to experience something we've never done before, it's all exciting to us and we get all thrilled in our soul or really in our flesh, really. And I mean, it just seems so great. And then as time goes by, we get bored with it. We get tired with it, Brother Todd. Is that right? And we start seeing it for what it really is, which means it's not really very valuable at all, the things of the world.
Right.
And that's what I thought about as I read that verse. The things of the world, the things that the world gives us. And I'm not talking about necessities we all have to have. But you know what I mean? Things we chase after, looking for excitement or entertainment or whatever it is. It'll seem like it'd be a big thrill to us at first, but after a while, as the old saying goes, it sort of gets out of fashion.
Yeah.
And it don't mean nothing to us. Amen.
Right.
But in contrast to that, look at that verse 9 again. It said, when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, he knew not whence it was. In other words, he said, where'd that come from? Amen. He had no idea where that wine come from. Amen. He said, but the servants which drew the water knew. Amen. And I got thinking about that. The servants of God, the people of God. That wine is a picture in the Bible of joy.
Right.
That's something the world don't know about.
Right.
That'll satisfy right on to the very end, Brother Robert.
Yeah.
Amen. It'll satisfy today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, right on to graduation day when we leave this world. That joy is good every day because it cometh from the Lord. Amen. And that's where this wine come from. He took out water and made it wine. And it said the governor there, he knew, you know, where'd it come from? Said he didn't know. Said, but them servants of the Lord knew.
Amen.
Amen. And boy, tonight as a servant of God, as a child of God, I know where that joy comes from. Amen.
Yeah.
There's many a people that's come up to me before and they said, you just seem to be in a good mood an awful lot. Said, where does that come from? And I say, Lord.
Right.
They'll say, I'm just not happy like that much. I say, well, that's the Lord.
Right.
Amen. I know where it comes from. Amen. You know where it comes from tonight. It comes from God. Amen. We know that. We have that precious gift, and we know where it comes from, Brother Hyde.
Yes.
And I thought about that, not according to this scripture I just read this afternoon, first time in a while, but throughout the meeting this week, I thought about that. That we was enjoying something that the world knows nothing about. about.
Amen.
Amen. Nothing about. I mean, if some old sinner would have come to the back door and didn't know anything about God, he'd have probably looked around and said, what in the world is going on here?
Right.
Amen. But he saw all the happiness and the shouting and the tears and the praising God. Amen. He'd probably said, I don't know where that comes from. He ain't got it. You know, he probably said, where'd that come from? Just like the governor did. Amen. But we know. Yeah. We know. We have access tonight, Brother Robert. Is that right?
Yeah.
We've got access because we're plugged in with him. Amen. I'm glad, buddy, that every time, every day I get up, I've got access to him. Amen. Every day, no matter in the flesh or among circumstances, if it's a good day, if it's a bad day, I've got access to him. Amen. There's a lot of days, Brother Robert, I'm not happy. I may not feel good. Maybe something's getting on my nerves, but I've got joy.
Amen.
I've got joy because I've got him.
Amen.
In here, amen.
Yeah.
I've got joy that the world knows nothing about, amen. Is that right?
Right.
Amen. And boy, I'm going to tell you what, this week, Brother Hyde, I'm going to tell you what, I'm not going to go in detail. You asked me to keep it brief, but I'm just going to say this. God really helped me this week in my heart, but what really surprised me, and I like surprises, Brother Todd, what really surprised me, God put his finger on my heart this week, and he helped me in some areas that I never thought about before the week started.
Amen.
I mean, it never crossed my mind. I need help there, and that's between me and the Lord. But there's just some things. I mean, God really helped me this week and taught me some things and let me experience a few moments in time that and caused me to reflect on it. And God talked to me all week and taught me some things.
Amen.
No doubt, Brother Hyde, they'll go with me to the grave. Praise God. It'll help me. I believe it'll help me from this day forth to be a better child of God. Amen. Be a better church member. Be a better preacher. Amen. I mean, God just helped me and spoke to my heart and taught me some things I never even thought about before the week started. And I sure do thank him for that. I'm glad I know where it come from, too. I heard the voice, Brother Robert, this week. Amen. I heard the orders. I got the command. And I know where they come from. That still small voice. I know it was God speaking. Amen. I ain't got no doubt about it. I'm not confused. I know it wasn't the devil trying to get in my head about nothing and confuse me. It was God Almighty speaking to my heart. And I sure do thank him for it. I'm glad I know. Amen. Where the goodness of the God comes
Amen.
From.
Amen. Thank the Lord.